You are listening to Central Time. I'm Keely Boltina. University of Wisconsin students returned to campus this week. Many of these students were abruptly sent home in March due to early cases of COVID-19. Since then, the UW system campuses have worked on plans to safely reopen for the fall semester. However, there's been some pushback for these plans from faculty and staff who say returning to in-person learning is still unsafe. Our next guest is following the story and joins us with the latest. Rich Kramer is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're in Eau Claire. You've been following the closure and the plans to reopen with the UW system for months. We're in that reopening stage now. What are your initial takeaways from reporting on students returning to campuses?
There's been a mix of optimism and skepticism, and those are interviews that I've mostly done with students at UW-Eau Claire and faculty members across the system. I think the general takeaway is that the universities are doing everything they can, but among students in particular, they just feel like some of them feel like it's a matter of time before there's outbreaks and before campuses have to move things back online again like they did this spring. And a lot of that has to do with, many reports of students not following the best practices outlined by the campuses in these university pledges that they were required to sign.
Is the idea that if they follow all of the best practices that COVID-19 won't spread? I mean, is that a for sure thing?
Oh, there's nothing for sure with this virus or with how it might interact with campuses. But, the pledge is basically that the students have signed say that, they'll wear a mask at all times in buildings and outside, even on campus, when they can't do social distancing of 6 feet or more whenever they're in groups. Hand washing also. A lot of campuses are requiring students to enter in their daily temperature or report symptoms via apps or other technology. And the campuses have done a lot. I mean, at UW-Eau Claire, they had to remove something like 3,000 chairs and tables from classrooms. So at a room that could hold 100 students, now holds like a dozen or something like that. And they've also used some conference spaces in the student center in Eau Claire to hold classes. The idea is to keep people separate. And also, of course, any class with 50 or more students is basically online. A large percentage of classes are what's called hybrid. So that means, you might do a day in person while other students, another chunk of the class is online. The idea is to reduce the numbers and hopefully reduce transmission. The trick, though, is what happens. These universities can do a lot on campus, but regulating student behavior if they live off campus or, when they leave in the afternoon is much harder.
What are the things you're hearing from students and from parents about this return to campus?
I talked to some freshmen and sophomores that as they were moving into the dorms. And this was a couple weekends ago at University of Eau Claire. Even the move-in at the campuses is different, very different. It used to be you just came and you moved in, but now you have to do appointments. They're trying to space up those out. I heard a lot of optimism among parents and students, and it was kind of like, students were excited to do in person. The parents said that they wanted this college experience for their students. Some of the people I talked to were alums themselves, and they had a great experience. So they want their kids to get as much as they can out of in person. And even if it moves online, they say that's fine. We just want them to get as much as possible before that happens. And the students said the same thing. But there's social media pages that I follow where students are much more skeptical that they won't be moving in and then being told to move out right away.
All summer, we've heard concerns from faculty and staff members. What are you learning from people who work on these university campuses?
Well, there's still a lot of concerns, and most of the the real objections that I've heard have come from, you know, unions and other associations that represent faculty and staff. And a lot of that's come from UW-Madison's different labor groups. Also, you know, many members of the Dane County Board of Supervisors and City Council, and even some of the school district members down there, the board members, wrote a letter basically urging the system to stop with its in-person approach. And they say that it's risky. People are nervous about getting sick. And you know, some folks are themselves either having, you know, other health conditions that could be affected, or family members. And just the overall tone of those objections is they don't think it's a great idea to bring tens of thousands of students to a community amid the pandemic.
What are the contingency plans if an outbreak happens?
It's kind of vague at this point. You know, me and other higher education reporters have been asking the system administration, UW system interim president Tommy Thompson, you know, and Chancellor Rebecca Blank at UW-Madison, what is the trigger? What is the threshold? And they haven't really said, but in general, the idea is that if the ability to isolate and quarantine students exceeds, you know, the capacity, then that would force them to reconsider. You know, ultimately, I think the alternative would be to move to online learning and have students leave the dorm rooms if they're able. That's what we saw in the spring. But UW-Madison, all the campuses have basically staked out, say, 5%, maybe 10% of their dorm room rooms. For isolation and quarantine. And some of that's already being used right now.
Rich Kramer is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Eau Claire. Rich, want to switch gears now. You've been following another story today about the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. What's happening on that campus?
Well, there was a surprise press release that came from the UW System Administration Office that Whitewater Chancellor Dwight Watson has been placed on administrative leave pending an investigation. There was a complaint and an investigation. The release was one paragraph long and doesn't specify what it's about or who filed the complaint. All it says is that he's on administrative leave. A provost is stepping into the position of campus leader at this point. It's very light on details. I reached out to shared governance groups on the campus and communication staff on the campus, and nobody really has any. Well, the communication staff are not going to comment on it. System said they're not going to comment further on it because it's a personnel issue and they won't talk about it until it's completed, the investigation. And the shared governance folks that I did get responses from, they just don't know much about it right now. So it's a big question mark.
Watson's hiring seemed to be somewhat contentious. What happened as part of that process?
Yeah, it's kind of, there's been a lot of concerns about a new wish, we'll say, hiring process at the UW system. In the past, when a chancellor would be hired, there would be these big search committees with a number of faculty, staff, students on it. The new process since 2017 is that hiring committees basically are made up of regents, UW Board of Regents members, and they'll get advisory information from the campuses. It's just the input is lower from the individual employees on campus. This, in particular, this hiring process for Whitewater was a bit contentious with some faculty members because there were four finalists ultimately, and this was last spring of 19, and two of the finalists dropped out, and that left behind Dr. Watson and Cheryl Green, who is the interim chancellor that was appointed by former UW System President Ray Cross. And that was contentious because initially Ray Cross had said that Cheryl Green would not be considered as a finalist, but then there was a change of heart and she was. So there was an open letter that was written by members of the faculty that just said that they felt like they were left out of the process, and they just had questions about, you know, a reversal kind of late in the game. But ultimately, Watson was hired. He started in August of last year, So he's still pretty new on the job.
Yeah, Rich, we really appreciate the update. Thank you for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Rich Kramer is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Eau Claire. And we were talking about the situation at UW-Whitewater.